This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked FIFA quickly up in the wrap, Felix and I did, but there is an honest-to-good non-corruption business angle to be had here. Sepp Blatter getting his job back or not. The corruption stink is off-putting, yes, but few are the other global events that provide the marketing reach that the World Cup does. Given the events of the week, though, FIFA sponsors have some big investments on the line that they have to figure out what they're going to do with. Marketplace's Adam Allington has the story.
Talk about a bad week for the beautiful game. Soccer is not only the world's most popular sport, it is, as you might imagine, also a huge marketing opportunity.
You could put the World Cup on the moon, and the amount of eyeballs watching the World Cup would not change.
Rob Prasmark is the CEO of 21 Sports and Entertainment Marketing. With a global audience of over $3 billion, an advertising deal with the FIFA World Cup carries enormous upside. And Prasmark says FIFA still has 3 years until the next World Cup in Russia to repair its image.
And if they don't, the sponsors will either walk away or find a way to sue them, or they'll just let their contracts expire.
But don't hold your breath on that happening, says Jonathan Lee, Managing Director of Marketing and Strategy at Huge.
Brands aren't going to walk away or bail on FIFA unless the fans actually bail on football.
And even though that's not likely to happen, with so much money and prestige on the line, corporate sponsors might exert pressure on Sepp Blatter, FIFA's newly reelected president, in other ways.
Will they force him to reconsider proceedings going forward and awarding of that 2022 World Cup?
Patrick Risch is director of the sports business program at Washington University. He says awarding Qatar the 2022 World Cup was highly suspect to begin with, and advertisers like Coca-Cola or Adidas won't want their name dragged through the mud over and over again for the next 7 years. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.